You're listening to SBS News.
It's a different vibe polling in Australia House in London. It's the largest polling station overseas for the federal election. About 14,000 people voted there in 2019. Numbers this year are expected to be 60% less than that, but just as passionate.
I've got to come up and make sure that the right government gets in Australia while we're away.
Choices we make here can affect us for the next 3 years and affect our families back home.
Make sure that we're heard. We try and do our best to come up and show our vote.
A steady stream rather than a deluge of voters have been turning up to cast a ballot. Some have no other option but to make the long journey into London after postal vote ballot papers failed to materialise.
I enrolled to vote as an overseas voter well before the deadline. I got sent a confirmation email from the AEC saying, yes, we've got you, we'll send you your ballot papers. And they haven't arrived and it's only 2 days to go. And so I had a day off today. I thought, okay, I'm going to spend the big bucks. It's cost me about $250 Australian dollars to get down here to vote at Australia House. And it's going to take me all day to get home, so about 10 hours of travelling. But I need to vote because I'm in such a marginal electorate. I know that my vote will count, so I felt compelled to come.
It's believed around three quarters of overseas polling stations will not be operating this year as part of a wider push to encourage more people to vote by mail, with the Australian Electoral Commission citing COVID safety protocols. But neither of the major political parties is happy with the move. Jason Groves is from the Australian Liberals Abroad.
Having a visible polling booth where they can come and gather together as a community, cast their vote, you know, they feel that connection with Australia.
Unfortunately, the AEC has tried to encourage people to vote by post without providing the proper resources, and I fear that many Australians will miss out because they closed over 67 polling stations.
That was Paul Smith from the ALP Abroad. He believes it could potentially affect the outcome of some electoral seats.
The expat vote has made a difference in key seats in the past several elections. When it's closed, the overseas voters carried key seats. It makes the overseas vote very important.
Thousands of Australians have come here to Australia House to cast their vote over 11 days of polling, but it's feared many may not count, with complicated rules as to who is eligible to vote overseas. Jason Grove says some may find their vote is invalid.
But they are coming into the polling booth, filling in their forms, casting their vote, and they'll be thrown in the bin once they go back to Australia. And I think that's just wrong.
He says generally travellers in the United Kingdom are fine. It's the long-term residents whose overseas voting enrolment details have changed or expired that will be affected. Voting closes in the UK on Friday. Abby Dinham, SBS News.